And we got some special music.
So, I believe the Lord speaks to us sometimes. I don't know exactly how it happens, but I do know I've got three instances for sure in my life that He spoke to me. Around 20 years old, I was leaving a church that I was closing up for the service, and I was the last one for us to leave, and I came on the way home, short trip home, the Lord spoke to me and said, "Would you go to Canada?" And I was like, "Lord, you're going to make me go anyway, so sure." So anyway, I said, I kind of forgot about it. The phone rang for lunch. As soon as lunch is over, the phone rings. I answer it. It's a pastor friend of mine that had just started a church in New Brunswick, Canada. And he said, "Will you come up here and try out for a youth pastor position?" So I did. Didn't get a job. God still spoke to me. I knew it. So he's fine. Years later, I went to a music conference. I was at my rope's end when I got to that conference. I was worshiping at the church. I was burned out. I was ready to quit. I didn't think I could do anything. And I got there to that conference. It changed my life. Really reinvigorated everything that I ever thought that was possible in my life. And we came home, and that next week we were in Mexico Beach. It's raining like crazy, not beach weather. No way to go out there. It's lightning. So we drive to Panama City, and we see a sign. That's the person that I went to the music conference for. And his group is singing in Panama City. I go to the church service that night, and in the middle of the service, the Lord says, "That's what I want you to do." And I was like, what do you mean that, Lord? I mean, you mean sing and play and all that, Lord? Are you kind of doing that kind of stuff? I said, "Well, Lord, if this is you, have that guy come down and pray for me." And I was sitting in pretty much the back of the church, and I said, "Never mind, Lord, that's kind of crazy." The guy walks off the platform, walks all the way around the building, all the way to my pew, and says, "Can I pray for you?"
Wow. Hallelujah.
Two times. Wow. Third time I was going through a divorce, sitting on the back of a little porch at the apartment I was living in. Broken hearted, crushed by the weight of my life at that time. And I looked up and I said, "Lord, I don't know. I don't know if I believe." I heard His voice. "That's okay." Morning, I felt like I heard His voice. Have you ever written a song and forgot about it? I was sitting there reading this morning and studying, and this song came to me, and I was like, "I think I wrote it."
Hallelujah.
So I went to dig and trying to find it. So I found it, and I'm going to try to sing it for you.